issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.
Hello, this is Real Life Issues with Papa. How are you doing today? I trust you're good. Well, maybe I should have asked you, how has the year been? Oh, the year has been a tough one, an eventful one. Yes, because of the pandemic. Everyone seems to be affected by this pandemic. So, let's be grateful and appreciative and show gratitude to the Almighty God for making it possible for us to be alive up till this moment. We are in the end of the year, the last month in the year. So I believe that so far, there were things you wish to accomplish, the goals you wish to, you know, accomplish as well, but you were unable to due to some eventualities that took place. So why do people regret? I know we regret for the choices we make or fail to make. The decisions we take or fail to take. Sometimes you have all the procedures on how to go about making the decisions, but you see, it's either the procedure failed, the choice, or the decision was not a good one. And well, circumstances of life too happened, and thereby forcing things to go the other way around. And before you know it, you start regretting. See, in moments like this, it is pertinent we retreat instead of becoming anxious and regretful. It is most times human to want to regret over the choices you make. You see your friends are ahead of you, your neighbor is ahead of you, your colleague at workplace has been able to do one or two things, and you've wished you were the one. And before you know it, regret sets in. So that is why I'm charging you this moment to rather retreat instead of regretting. So let's look at what retreat is all about. Retreat actually means a place you can go to be alone, to get away from it all. Get away from all the worries, get away from all the trouble, get away from all the noise. It is also a military term which means to re-strategize. You have to re-strategize. It is not the end of your life. Okay. You see, we regret because we missed opportunities. There are opportunities that have been missed this year. Many persons have lost their job. But the fact that we are alive, we can still thank God. As the year is coming to an end, I charge you to retreat. We regret most times not telling someone we loved that we love them more, or probably we should have expressed it more, but we fail to do it as a result of maybe one thing or the other. I heard of a story of a little girl whose mother told her to prepare some tea, make a tea for her, and she refused that evening. Her mom actually said, "Do it for me, I want to take tea that evening." And the little girl said, "Mom, you're worrying me, I can't do it." And do you know what happened? She refused to make that tea. And before daybreak, her mom died. And she was angry with herself that if she had known, she would have prepared the tea for her mother, not knowing that asking that tea that moment was her last food, or that would have been her last food on earth. But she was not sensitive enough to do that. Okay. On the other hand, we regret not spending our time more wisely, or when we don't accomplish more, regret sets in. And there are other things that bring about regret, but we're not going to be mentioning them. Okay. But do you know that when we regret this, that when we regret things, and sometimes it can be consuming. In summary, we regret choices we make because we worry that we should have made other choices. But let me tell you, there are realities of life. There are things that are very realistic and which we have to consider. Another one is the choices we make in the past is done, and we can't change it. That is the reality you have to come to know or accept. Okay? Regrets are part of life, whether we want them or not, whether we are aware or not. Regrets will come. The only way I can actually see the positive side of regret is when it propels you forward, make you determined not to make the same mistakes again. That is where regret is acceptable. Okay? So making the right choice, taking the right step, re-strategizing in the right direction when you regret, makes regret important and good for any man. So the year is coming to an end, like I mentioned earlier on. It is important you retreat. Have a quiet moment. You don't have to go to a place, to a village. Just have a quiet moment. Listen to your innermost being. Listen, have a communion with your spirit. Allow your spirit to speak to you. You know, when you retreat, these things allow you to pull back. You get inspired. You become spacious, you detox, and even find yourself. Remember, I said this year has been a tough one. We all have to go back to a very secluded place and discover ourselves again. Re-strategize. We need to be inspired. If we were hot, we need to detox. We need to gather space again. Okay, these are the things we need to do as individuals. You know, looking at the pandemic, many persons have said a lot about it. If you want to put the pandemic in perspective, Lincoln Payne said, "The coronavirus pandemic has affected the entire world more quickly and comprehensively than any other single event in human history. This is one in a million of persons that have said all sorts of things about this year." completely behind us. He's not against us. It is in this moment that even those of us who are children of God that ought to go back to our God. Father, what is happening? For he will gladly listen and talk to us back. Yes, it is a year that calls for spiritual retreat as well. So let every one of us retreat. Let every one of us go back and commune with our innermost being. It is with this that we know how to start the next year that we are going to be entering. Don't enter the next year without having a quiet moment to discover yourself. At this point, I want to say thank you for listening, and I'm glad that you're going to be taking these steps to making sure that you find yourself again. It is well with the righteous. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up. God cares about how you feel. He knows that what is in the future is bigger than what is in the past. So hold on and see its manifestation. I am your brother and friend once again. My name is Abba Urban. I will come your way next time. So remain blessed. Bye for now.
Issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you got to brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be. You gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you.
Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the Savior, he's the Holy One from Zion. No more crying, wipe your tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We are going to rule this up, too, but we love to so we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to really stop this, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We're born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.